It's time once again for the Crack Man Podcast, hosted by A1 Foundation Crack Repairer. I'm Darren Kincaid, and I'm here with the crack daddy himself, Adam Tracy. Adam has 15 years of experience in the construction industry, and as a civil engineer, is A1 Foundation's resident engineer on staff, solving a plethora of unique foundation problems every day. This podcast provides expert basement waterproofing, concrete repair, and preventative maintenance tips for homeowners and businesses. A1 Foundation's valuable insight will help avert the disaster of a flooded basement, health problems at a water infiltration, and protect your biggest investment, your home. The topic of today's podcast, the impact the housing market has on foundation crack repairs. So Adam, the housing market has been absolutely bonkers over the last year. Now loan rates are going through the roof. We have super high inflation, and there's talk about a recession. What are you seeing from your perspective?
Yeah, those factors, believe it or not, will play into all sorts of foundation repair and home repair as you get your house ready for the market. What we saw over the last 2 years coming out of the pandemic was a spending spree all across the board. You had people who were trying to move out of the city, going into more suburban areas. Once they realized that the cities were cut off from a lot of outdoor activities in the pandemic, then they wanted more space for their families. So there was a big rush west in New England here to go to suburbs. So what happened was the housing market couldn't accommodate all these people, and we had less inventory and more people buying, so it ended up being a seller's market. Prices went through the roof, and you'd have sight unseen houses, and you'd have a lot of people buying these houses with a 10-minute viewing window, no home inspections, no contingencies. So when you're a seller in this market, it's pretty good. But as a buyer, you have a lot of issues kind of going into a home, understanding what you might be getting into for some of these issues. So with the change in the market, what we're seeing is a lot more of the power being shifted back to the buyer. So before, you basically had no power as a buyer. You had to go over asking and waive all sorts of things. But now we're seeing the buyers having a little bit more power back in their hands, where the inventory is a little higher because of the interest rates being there. We're seeing a lot more of the downtime of houses being on the market for a little bit longer. So we're seeing a little bit of a shift here. So what does that mean if you're looking at buying a house? Well, if you're looking at buying a house right now, home inspection now pretty much back on the table. We're seeing a lot more home inspectors getting jobs, with a lot more home inspection reports coming through. So always recommend having a home inspection for a homeowner to be able to know what kind of issues they may or may not have in a particular house. So this is a good thing for home buyers. As a home seller, what you have to do now is you have to do a little bit more prep work to your house to get it ready for the market. Taking care of foundation issues, even though they may seem benign in some areas, now the buyers have a little bit more power, so they're able to pick on these things that they want to have fixed either during the selling process or fixed prior to taking ownership. So as a seller, you know, going through the home, looking, making sure that all these areas are tidied up, making sure that foundation issues are addressed to open up your buyer pool even larger. And as a buyer, making sure that you have the ability to go through and inspect some of these foundation issues through a home inspection, getting an expert in there to kind of look at these a little bit more closely. Because again, the market has cooled off a little bit. We don't know what it'll entail as we move forward. But at the moment right now, the buyers will have a little bit more power to actually make sure some of these major issues are addressed, just taking ownership of them and hoping for the best.
Excellent, Adam. Thanks for sharing your experiences on what's happening with foundation crack repairs in this crazy economic time. If you have a basement water problem and think you need a professional, or if you'd like more information on foundation crack repair and basement waterproofing topics, please visit a1foundationcrackrepair.com or call Adam at 866-929-3171, or you can email Adam at info@a1foundationcrackrepair.com. Thanks for listening, and keep that basement dry.